Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We had the news yesterday, and Governor Lamont gave us a lot of sound on it, too, to make sure his position was clear about making that emergency declaration that you want to get more federal money to make sure for the next few months to get those SNAP food benefits for Connecticut residents in need. I want to bring in Kevin Kelly, Senate Republican leader here in Connecticut. Senator Kelly, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. I'm doing pretty well. Yourself?
I'm good. I'm hanging in there. Thank you very much. So is there any pushback on this, or you're good?
No, I wouldn't say that we're good, Brian. I mean, it wasn't that long ago. It was only in February when the governor said that, he wanted to listen to the Supreme Court, who said that we needed to get the legislature involved. It was something that we've always said the legislature should be involved with. And actually, for the past 3 or 4 weeks, we've been urging the majority to go into special session to deal with what I'm going to call the real emergency facing Connecticut families, which is inflation.
Right.
And here, once again, we had to, back in February, the legislature had to convene. The legislature declared the public health emergency. And now the governor's back to doing it himself unilaterally. And he's focusing on, obviously, the COVID virus and that. But, here we are. We've been asking, we've been begging, crying for an opportunity to go into special session to bring relief. And there's $800 million worth of relief on the sidelines. And those cries for help aren't being heard by the majority. Now, I get that the governor will point to he's trying to get money to help SNAP and congregate housing individuals. And I get that. They're struggling, too. We want to help those individuals also. And just to give you a little perspective, I can remember the effects of the 82 recession. Again, with the 92 recession, I worked in DSS, not in 82, but in 83, the state welfare department. And I saw what the recession did to families and don't want to see people go through that again. And yeah. So that's why we've been calling for the governor to get the legislature involved and to get us into special session. And unfortunately, it doesn't look like that's going to happen. But yet he picked up the pen to ask Washington for more money for government here in Connecticut. But he won't pick up the pen to help Connecticut families and return some of that $800 million over-collected tax back to them and help them in their kitchen table.
But in some ways, in all honesty, and I mean the special session, which we talked about before, and I want to talk about it again, but we're sort of, you're conflating kind of two things here. I mean, if you had the opportunity, and he came out and said he's not going to do any new executive orders, and he just wanted to secure these benefits for a few more months, you wouldn't say no to that, though, right? I mean, you're not saying we shouldn't have done that.
No, Brian, I'm not okay. Saying that we shouldn't help people in need. I mean, that's really what we're all about here.
And he can't. My other question is, in terms of a special session, that's the representation at the state house that does it. I mean, can the governor, he's the one can call that?
Well, he can call it. Yes.
Yeah.
I believe the legislature itself, the majority can. We don't have sufficient votes on our side of the aisle to do it solely by Republicans, so we need more Republicans at the state capitol in order to do that. But we've been asking for this, and there's, I don't know what the dollar figure is. It's somewhere $25, $30 million is why he wanted to keep us in a public health emergency. And you saw earlier, he looked at $6 million worth of relief. But we have $800 million of over-collected taxes. And this is really the issue here is, if he's trying to get more money to come into the state government from Washington, that was okay. But here, when you're trying to give that money back actually to the people you collect it from, there's no appetite for that.
Now, we're talking about Kevin Kelly, Senate Republican leader. Has there been any conversation between you and the Democrats about coming back together to give more relief to Connecticut taxpayers?
I think the message we heard loud and clear, both when we ran a budget adjustment that would have given twice the tax relief that the Democrats had in theirs, when they all voted no for $1.2 billion in tax relief. And then even just the comments most recently that they were calling it irresponsible. And I don't think it's ever irresponsible to help people in need. And here you have a 40-year high in inflation that people are really feeling the pinch from, whether it's at the pump, at the grocery store, or sitting down to pay their bills. I hear it on a daily basis. Don't even have to start the conversation, Brian. It just makes its way to me. I hear that. I bring that to Hartford, and the majority just has no appetite. It fell on deaf ears.
So no response from anybody. I mean, these things are always so delicate because they haven't expressed an interest in doing anything. But I just wonder, does the Republican caucus have to directly reach out and ask for it, or is all these kind of back and forth done just through the media?
Well, I mean, I know there are conversations, ideas, just about even like the diesel tax that's going to be increased.
Right.
So here we're sitting on $800 million of surplus money over collection of taxes. And again, the majority is going to let a 23% increase in diesel fuel tax go into effect. Why? If the government is flush with cash, why are we saying it? Why is the majority insisting on imposing that tax? Brian, you know, I think people are forgetting, you know, the tolls were an idea by this administration. We had to fight that. They wanted a gas tax as recently, you know, not only through the spring last summer, but even as recent as October. And we had to fight back that gas tax increase of a dime to 35%, depending upon who you were listening to. So it's not that long ago that the majority was actually in looking at increasing taxes when the budget was flush with cash. And that's just a different perspective. I think we're here to help. We have an opportunity, and the majority is letting it go by the board.
Hey, you and Paul Formica wrote something in the day on a lot of these type of issues. I encourage people to go take a look at it, a guest op-ed in the day. We're talking with Kevin Kelly, Senate Republican leader here on Brian & Company and WTIC. Let me just switch gears if I can. Obviously, the Roe v. Wade decision. I don't think pro-life or pro-choice has to be D versus R or anything like that. I think everyone can they don't have to necessarily – it's not a party line thing necessarily. I think it's been too much sort of looped into that. But as a Connecticut Republican, is the decision – Is it problematic for you in your view leading? I mean, I'm going to talk to a Republican strategist more nationally on this, but do you find them complicating, you know, the efforts for a Republican to get more seats in Connecticut, this kind of decision?
I don't believe so, because really what Roe, the decision out of Washington, talked about was to look to states. And in Connecticut, going back to 1990, we embedded, we codified those rights in statute. It's done bipartisan, and courts have upheld that and, I believe, find it in the Connecticut Constitution, that right. And that has been the law in the state of Connecticut ever since. And so I don't think that's the issue. As you mentioned, it's really not a Republican or Democrat issue. It's a woman's health issue. And from that perspective, I think the major issue that I hear, you know, getting back to this finance issue is in Connecticut, at least, you know, that's what I hear on people's mind. Yes, last week and when the opinion was leaked, you had a lot of discussion and conversation, but it always turns back to finance and the economy. And how that's not working for everyone in the state of Connecticut.
All right, Kevin. Senator Kelly, we appreciate the time as always. Hope you have a great holiday weekend with your family, and we appreciate the time.
You bet. Thank you.
Hi, Kevin Kelly, Senate Republican leader here on Brian and Company.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.